Offenbach's Orpheus in the Underworld Overture here on Kansas Public Radio, the Salon Orchestra of Cologne. Such happy sounding music for such a tragic story. Hi there, I'm Destiny. I guess it's important to have a good sense of humor about tragedy in this day and age. That story, Orpheus goes to the underworld to try and save his wife, and well, I won't ruin the rest of your day. You can look it up, though. So I'm going to save it with another Orpheus for us a little bit later in the hour by Franz Liszt. Yes, Orpheus was quite the popular guy. I hope you all are doing well. I'm Destiny. The weather has been really, really lovely. It makes me think that spring is upon us, so I thought a perfect thing to listen to for our Monday together would be Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, or Appalachian. This is Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Such a sweet listen. Enjoy it with me right now on KPR. Copland's Appalachian Spring here on KPR with Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. I always love listening to that one. More from Orpheus coming right up. Something a little, sunnier in nature, shall we say, than the Orpheus in the Underworld Overture that we opened with. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org. All right, Franz Liszt's Orpheus, this symphonic poem, doesn't really deal with the whole underworld and his wife story. It deals more with the artistic nature of Orpheus, and Liszt thought that there was a certain civility to art that made the world a better place. I happen to agree. I'm sure you will too. This is a nice one. I've got a recording of Zubin Mehta and the Berlin Phil. It's right now on KPR. Orpheus, Symphonic Poem Number 4, here on KPR by Franz Liszt, Zubin Mehta, and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thank you for being here with me this hour. I've got some Beethoven coming up next hour and a lot more good music, and I'm really glad for our dear supporters. Somebody heard the Elgar Variations that I played a couple weeks ago and really, really wanted to hear the most famous one this morning, Nimrod, so I'm going to sneak that in before the end of the hour here. I hope you like it. Now on KPR. Elgar's Nimrod here on KPR, one of the most famous variations, a request from one of our dear supporters. I'm Destiny. Lots more great music coming up, and I do love our supporters. For instance, support for coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation, based in Topeka. The Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More info at sunflowerfoundation.org. And, tomorrow I will be talking with their director in studio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Te Deum Choir, presenting Forbidden Music of Solomon Rossi, February 21st at Visitation Parish and 22nd at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Tickets and details at te-deum.org. I got it right that time. Sometimes when I read websites, my mind plays tricks on me. It is 54 degrees and sunny, a gorgeous day here at Kansas Public Radio.
This Black History Month, we're looking back at some relatively recent Black history. Between iconic shows, albums, films, and more, 2016 was a big year for Black culture.
One of the years that really crystallizes the Black excellence idea. I mean that for better and usually for worse.
Reflecting on 2016 moments that made Black culture stand out. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays at 3 with Laura Lorson on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Beethoven and Schubert next hour, NPR News up next, then music on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm
Tales. Jennifer Pak, NPR News, Shanghai.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Fidelio Overture here on KPR, Yoel Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me and listening to music. It's a sunny 55 degrees out. So nice. And we're going into the 60s today. Super duper. Get out in your garden. Ha ha. There was your hint for what we're going to listen to in a little bit. Oh, somebody called in last week and said they wanted to hear some Schubert in the morning. Well, lucky for you, I've got some of that planned. Schubert's String Quartet number 13, excuse me, here on KPR, the Rosamund with the Hagen Quartet. A very lovely listen indeed. I have a little fiddle faddle coming up in a bit. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, screening two documentaries about artist, here's a fun one that I have to pronounce, Jimmy Sutemu. I wonder if I got that right. Gonna have to look it up. At Liberty Hall on February 20th at 7 p.m. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu. All right. In honor of the warm weather, I thought music about a garden would be lovely, and I have, well, A Monastery Garden by Ketelby here on Kansas Public Radio with Alexander Ferris conducting the London Promenade Orchestra. Enjoy. in a monastery garden here on KPR by Ketelby. Alexander Ferris and the London Promenade Orchestra. Some nice garden music for the warm weather. Okay, I'm going to redeem myself with that name pronunciation. Here we go. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, screening two documentaries about artist Jimmy Tsumoto Mercatani at Liberty Hall and on February 20th at 7 p.m. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu. All right, I open the hour with Fidelio, which made me think of the word fiddle, even though there's really no relation, and then I thought of Leroy Anderson's Fiddle Faddle. It's very fun. I thought we could use a fun hour ender. Here we go, on KPR. Leroy Anderson's Fiddle Faddle, here on Kansas Public Radio, a fun way to end this hour together. But the music never ends because I have got an hour of music coming up after the news about roses. Indeed, I do. And after that, in the noon hour, Jeff Watson is in with some great music for you, too. Let's see what he's got here. Ooh, an early Haydn symphony, French saxophone music. I love the saxophone. And a very lush serenade for strings by Sook. Oh, that sounds nice, from 12 to 3. Like I said, one more hour to go. I have a Rosebud March by Scott Joplin. I am particularly excited for that next hour. And then something from Henry VIII of England? What on earth could that be? Well, I guess you're going to have to keep listening to find out. The weather today is super nice. It is sunny out there. I do see the trees, or rather the twigs that don't have leaves on them yet, swaying in the wind. It's a little windy, not too bad. It's about 60 degrees outside right now here at the University of Kansas. You are listening to KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. The show is 30 years old, and we're going to celebrate with a big weekend February 27th and 28th. Come join us for live music, a banger of a cocktail party, and more right here in Lawrence, Kansas. We've got concerts by Exotica Cocktail and all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty. Some events are already sold out, so get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
Daryl knows how to throw a party. That sounds fun. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Taking a look at the temps, it's 56 in Atchison, 57 in Emporia and Junction City and Manhattan. You're all tied for 57. Topeka is 56. And Lawrence, well, one thing I have here says 57 and another says 60. So maybe it's up for your own personal determination. NPR News up next, and then more music after the news on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Some very noble music to open our hour. Rose Without a Thorn Suite here on KPR. The Philip Jones Brass Ensemble. That was composed by Henry VIII of England. I thought Henry VIII was kind of a mean person. That was nice music. I'm going to have to research that one. Anyhow, good morning. I am Destiny, and it is sunny out. I'm so glad we are finally warming up. Oh, I hope it stays. It makes life so wonderful to be thinking of roses and flowers in spring. And speaking of wonderful life, guess what we're about to listen to here on KPR, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. We're about to listen to Dimitri Tiomkin's It's a Wonderful Life. Indeed. It's a fun listen. I think you'll like it. I've got a recording here of David Newman and the Royal Phil. It's right now on KPR. And now you know why I programmed that here on KPR for the Beethoven's Ode to Joy ending. Ah, lovely indeed. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. Jeff has more music coming up for you. I'd like to thank a couple of our great supporters. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information is at bluecollarpress.com. And the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser, Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. And now, a little Rosebud March to take us out of this hour from Scott Joplin on KPR. A charming Rosebud March here on KPR to close out our hour together, composed by Scott Joplin. Canadian Brass. Super fun. There is more music coming up on KPR. I know Jeff has some great picks for you. I heard something about saxophone music. I love the saxophone. That is going to be fun. It is warm and sunny. There's a little breeze out there. Looks like we are at 62 degrees. Hooray! You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Daryl Brogdon from the Retro Cocktail Hour. As you probably heard, the show is turning 30 years old. So we're having a party here in Lawrence, Kansas, February 27th and 28th. I hope you'll hang with us all weekend for live music and more, featuring concerts by Lawrence's Exotica Cocktail. And in from Los Angeles, the band known as Nutty. Some events have already sold out, so better get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.